We can expect an announcement soon on a revised BESS program. That's the Barbados Employment and Sustainable Transformation Stimulus Package that government devised last year to try to cushion the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the local tourism sector. One of its main features included government making an investment in tourism firms that re-engage all of their workers on 80% of their normal salary for up to 2 years should that need arise. But the scheme ran into trouble, particularly from hoteliers, who said they saw it as nothing more than a debt trap. In the face of the criticism, and with limited buy-in from the companies, in December the Prime Minister promised a review of the plan. Now speaking in the Senate during the appropriations bill, Government Senator Rudy Grant promised that the details of the review will soon be revealed.
The shopkeepers, the vendors, the hairdressers, all of these, the taxi operators, all of these are impacted, sir, by tourism. Sir, in March of 2020, when we first had our COVID cases, the first two cases were reported on the 17th of March, there was an impact, and the hotel occupancy in March fell by 39.2% to 48.4%. That is what the occupancy was in March. In December, the occupancy, and let me say, from that date, the occupancy was going down. I have some figures here. In April, the occupancy went to 7.6%. In June, it was 4.7%. In July, it was 6.2%. In December, the occupancy, sir, was 45.3%.
He spelled out the magnitude of the hit that Barbados' tourism has taken as a result of COVID.
In 2020, we still had good occupancy rates in January and February, 73.5% in January and 80.7% in February. So the occupancy rates were still good. In January of this year, the occupancy was 33%, and in February, the occupancy was 17.4%. And Mr. President, our expectation is that for the next few months, occupancy will probably be around 15% or maybe even less. And I spent some time reflecting on that, just for persons to have an understanding that here it is, an industry, a sector, sir, that is contributing significantly, as I said, to the gross domestic product, contributing significantly, sir, to foreign exchange earnings, and you're seeing a significant reduction in the occupancy. But let me, sir, just spend a little time speaking to the issues of revenues. In March 2020, the revenues fell by 41.2%.
Senator Grant, who is also CEO of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, went on to say this.
In December, sir, revenues fell by 84.4%. And the revenues in December, sir, were $41 million. And I want persons to understand that even though you saw in December an occupancy that was close to March, the revenues were significantly less. And the reason for that is that, of course, hotels had to discount. Had to discount very heavily.
According to Senator Grant, given the importance of tourism to the economy, it makes good sense for the government to pursue the BESS program to support it in the circumstances. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.